daf is tomorrow, daf chav gimel, and we are on chav beis mabeis. Right after the Mishnah brought eight cases up relating to chatos that were lost, whether it's the animal, whether it's the money, and the halacha in these cases, whether there is, this is one of the chatos mesos, as we know, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, of the five chatos mesos, or not, is it dichui, is it not dichui? Those were all the different cases that we had in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara. We're going to try to bring diyukim to see if all of the cases of the Mishnah reflect one shita in the Tanaim or different shitos. Can we put it all together? As we will see. Remember, related to this, this discussion is the machlokas that we had towards the end of the Mishnah. It was in case number 7. It was quoted in the Mishnah. Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. What happens if I was Mafreshachatos, then it was lost, and I found the first one before I was makriv, the second one. Lo hispik lakrivat shnipsis arishona, the Mishnah said. And now they're both here. I have two animals in front of me. One had been lost, and now I found it, and one is a new one, never had been lost. So the Rebbe holds that one of them is hukrav azachatos, so the other one still has to die. Rebbe says, even if you find it, since the one that was lost already had a shame avod on it, so then it is... it has to be left to die one of the chatos mesos. And the Chachamim argue, they say the chatos is only mesa if it's found after the new substitute carbon had been brought, had been hukrav. Right, we're going to talk about what about if there was a zrikas, if there was a shechita that wasn't zrikas adam yet. Is that still early enough? But either way, that was a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and the Gemara will relate to that machlokas, trying to apply it to the earlier cases of the Mishnah. So let's keep that in mind. Says the Gemara now, Taima dehikriv acharis tachteha. The reason, going back to case number one. What was case number one? If you're mafresh achatos, then it was lost, and you were makriv another one instead of it, and then you find the first one, so then tamus. So we're asking, is that dafka? Right, we're assuming that's dafka, only if you were makriv the second one. Taima de hikriv acheres tachtecha, halo hikriv acheres tachtecha, roeh, if you weren't makriv, another one, the second one instead yet, roeh, then, and you find the first one, then the other could be roeh, mani rabbanani. So the first line of the Mishnah seems to be reflecting the shita of the Rabbanan, who say that if you find it before it's hukrav, so then it's not tamus, but it's roeh. The amri avuda b'shas hafrasha roeh. That's the way that we say the Rabbanan shita. If it's avuda at the time of hafrasha, but not at the time of hakrava, so then roeh, then the animal can be sent to pasture until it gets a mum, and then it can be sold and use the proceeds. So that's the first case. Ema seifa, but if you go then to case number 3 in the Mishnah, hamafrish mos lachatas va'avdu. If I set aside money for a chatas, and I mean, I want to make sure that I do it. I know that sometimes if I say I'm going to do something, but if I don't take action, it's not going to be done quickly. So if I'm mafresh money, and then I lose the money, and then I set aside other money in their stead, and then you find the first money, so then what's the halacha? You have to take a little bit of each of the money. Yavi me'elu u'me'elu, bring some money, combine, use some from here and some from there, and then that could be your chatas, and the rest could be nedava, vasha yiplu nedava. So the Gemara is medayik from case number 3. Taima me elu u me elu. The reason that this works is, and that you could bring a chatas from both, and the rest of the money will go the nedava, is because you brought me elu me elu. Ha hevi me echan mehen. But if you only brought from one of them, even though the money was found before you use the second money to be makriv, but if you didn't take from both of them, and you didn't kind of use both of them, hashedi yolichle yamamelach, so the shedi would be ki'ilu die, it had to be thrown to the yamamelach, asr bahana. So what does that reflect? Asan l'Rebbe. That reflects Rebbe Shita, who holds the amar avuda b'shas hafrasha mesa, that even if it's only avuda b'shas hafrasha, and you find the b'shas hakrava, still it's mesa, still it has to be thrown to the yamamelach. So, ask the Gemara, Reish Rabbanan, the Sefer Rebbe. So, how are we supposed to understand this, that the Reish is, the first case is reflecting the Shita of Rabbanan, and the third case is reflecting the Shita of Rebbe? We'd rather not say that Rebbe Danasi authored the Mishnah according to different opinions, especially according to his opinion. His opinion, Rebbe here, we'd rather not say that. It is fascinating to think about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi compiling the Mishnah and have in the anava that he has, that he puts his shita like any other shita. You wouldn't know from reading the Mishnayos that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was behind it. Again, it might relate to the machlokas we've shown him, whether Rabbi Yehuda Nasi actually wrote the Mishnah or he compiled it for writing. The Rambam discusses this, Rashi discusses this in a few places, the Rambam in the Hakdama Mishnah Torah gives allusions. Again, scholars debate exactly when it was actually put to writing. Again, many Chazals talk about Eis L'Asos L'Hashem. He put it together in order to be able to write, or even if he wrote some down to put it exactly as the Mishnah. But he's known as the compiler of the Mishnah. So in any case, but you read the Mishnah and Rebbe is just another Shita, right? It's not the Shita, right? So as the Gemara asks here, isn't this a stira? If case number one reflects the Shita of the Rabbanan, and case number she reflects the Shita of Rebbe, and the Machlokas itself is explicitly said later in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, well, there's a Machlokas about this Machlokas, which we haven't had yet. Says the Gemara, Ha'ani Chamachlokas within Rav. What Rav said, Rav Huna Amarav, and Rabbi Abba Amarav. So Ha'anicha, last line, Ha'anicha Rav Huna. If you say like Rav Huna, as we will see, so then you can say it's a Shita of the Rabbanan in both cases, because there is a case that the Rabbanan would agree to Rebbe that Mesa. What's that case? Ha'anicha Rav Huna to Amar Rav Huna Amarav, Hakol Modim, Shemashach Achas Vehikriva, Shashnia Mesa. What happens in this case? Again, we've said the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan is, you find the first one before you makar the second one. So now you have both of these animals standing in front of you. So now what? There are two choices. Either take one of them and be makar of them, or go ask Bezdin what to do, and Bezdin will tell you to be makar of one of them. What's the difference? As we were going to see, if Rav Huna Amarav holds, if I just take one, I don't ask anybody, I just go and take one, what does that reflect? That shows that that's considered being doche biadayim, the other one. I am choosing one over the other. I am showing with my actions that I'm not interested in the other one, and therefore, even the Rabbanan would agree. In the case where I didn't ask anybody, I just did it myself, that the other one would be Mesa. So, if you say that the Rabbanan agree Mesa in a certain circumstance, then you can say that's the case of case one and case three in the Mishnah. Case one is where the diuk is that you didn't do that, and that's why it's roa. And case three is where you did that, and that's why it's mesa, and that's why we say yakrav liyam hamelach. So again, according to Rav Huna Amarav, hakol modim shemashach achas vehikriva shashnia mesa. So if you say that mishkachas los, then you have a case where the rabbanan agree mesa slash yolicha niliyam hamelach kegon shemashach achas mehen vehikriv v'divrei hakol. And then the Mishnah could be that third case is according to everybody, not just Rebbe. It could even be even according to the Shita of the Rabbanan. Stop there for a moment. Rashi explains the svara that we just said. Rashi on top, even the Rabbanan who hold Avu de Bishas, Hafrasha is Roeh, agree in this case. Shemashach achas mehen vehikriv amidaito, docha acheres biadayim. The other one is pushed away. Literally, biadayim. Dachi biadayim means active dichui, active giving it the status to be pushed aside. The goli daite, the lo ichbas lemine, because I am showing through my actions that I don't care about that other one. Via filu masha cha avuda, and even if the one that I'm makriv is the one that are, number one, I take the one vinis kaperba. Even if I take the one that was lost, anish eres he shalom nevda meolam. Even though the one that's still standing here is the one that was never lost. There was never anything wrong with this animal. Still, mesa. Still, it has to be left to die because I was doche biyadayim. V'chi pligi rabbanon. Hainu bibali malech. What's the case of the rabbanon that they argue? That the rabbanon would say, if you find it before your makriv one of them, the other one is roeh. Specifically, the second one. If Bezdin, when you go to Bezdin, Bezdin will tell you to be makriv the first one, because the first one went from Eina Avuda to, from Avuda to Eina Avuda, so it had a certain status to it. But the second one was never Avuda. So, if you go after Rabbanon, Haina Bibali Malef, the Goli Daite, Denichale, Betakantayu. Because if I go after Rabbanon, what am I showing with my actions? I want to do the best for both animals. I'm not choosing one. I want to somehow save both of them. Is there any way to save both of them? That's what my actions reflect. Shehivrish Chatos, V'Avda, Vivshachez, Vivshachez, Rishon, Obal, Lefanil, Limal. Melech, Mayase, Amrina Leisa, what are we? What is the best to tell him? I'm still in Rashi. Fourth line, Lech Hiskaper Ba'avuda. Go use the one that had been lost, Vesheina Avuda, Tira. That's the case of Machlokes, according to Rav Huna Amarav, between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. That's the case where he goes and is Ba Limalech. The Brisker Rav here wonders, what exactly is the Tafkid of Bezdin here? It's just to be a reflection. If you come, Bezdin will continue your feelings about trying to have a takana for both of these animals. But he has a long discussion exactly what the purpose of Bezdin is. We know there are other contexts where Bezdin plays a role in a person's actions. Well, you don't have to look further than Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, where most of the Tzibur does an Avera, most of a Shevet, as discussed in Mesechus Harios, most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, right, different types, but it's a Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. What's the halacha? In that case, Bezdin brings a karban on behalf of everyone, and not everyone has to do it, because Bezdin told me to do it. So that's why there's a difference in halacha between my own doing it and Bezdin telling me to do it. Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, if most of the Tzibur does it. Or we know from Mishnayis and Mesechus Yevamos in the 10th parak in Ha'isha Rabbah, right? There are different prakim in Yevamos named Ha'isha. That's why we call them differently. Ha'isha Rabbah is the 10th parak, and then the last couple of prakim are Ha'isha Shahalcha and Ha'isha Basra, right? Different names of the prakim because they're all Ha'isha. But if you look at the 10th parak, which is the beginning of the second half of Mesechus Yevamos, about Eidus Isha, the first half of Yevamos, a lot of it is about Chalitza, the second half is about Eidus this Isha and Miyun and other topics and Chalitza also, says the Perek, right, the case is Hishalach Baila Mina Sayam, a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, and different sources, Edim come and tell her, Meis Ba'alich, Vinises, right, she gets married based on witnesses, and then she gets married, her husband walks in. What's the halacha? V'chulu. So the Mishnah continues and discusses what happens if she trusted the Edim and she got married herself versus a case where she trusted Bezdin. Meaning if there was an Eid Echad and Bezdin told her to what to do. So there's differences in halacha there. The Mishnah, the second Mishnah there in Yevamos, the Seth Perek. Nisays Alpi Bezdin, that there wasn't two Edim. There weren't. With two Edim, you don't need Bezdin, right? To say that you can get remarried. But if you have one Eid, that's what the Mishnah means by Nisays Alpi Eid Echad. So then, Tetzei, then she has to leave the first husband and the second husband, Upatura min HaKarban. But then she would be punter for removing a Karban, because if you're Chote Alpi Horaz Bezdin, then you're not Chayav HaKarban. Lo Nisays Alpi Bezdin, but if she didn't need Bezdin involved, because there were two Edim, and Tetzei, that she has to obviously leave both husbands, V'chayavas V'Karban, because that's called a Shogeg. And the Mishnah says, Yafe Koach Bezdin, Shepotra min HaKarban. Right, Bezdin, the power, so to speak, is powerful, because Bezdin can pass it for the carbon. The halacha might not be exactly like the Mishnah says. The Mishnah by Kibaker here, the Mishnah discusses based on the Gemara. Even if she's Nisus Alpi Bezdin, Chayev B'Karban. Okay, but either way, we see at least according to some deos that if I act based on what Bezdin tells me to do, there can be a difference. So we have that there. They have that by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, and you have it right here. If I went to ask Bezdin, so then that's a case where I was not Doche. I wanted to try to figure out a way to be Mesakein, and that's a case where that's the case of Machlokes, according to Rav Huda Marav. But if I just did it myself, that's considered Dachya B'Yadayim. A halachic term, which labels the other item as tainted, and that's the case where the Rabbanan would say Mesa would be Moda. So if you say like Rav Huna Marav's Pshat of the Machlokas, then the Mishnah fits in, because the third case can be even according to the Rabbanan. Ela, but has the Gemara, Ela Rabbi Abba Marav Da'amar, but according to Rabbi Abba Marav, who said no, Da'amar Akol Modim B'miskaper B'she'en Avuda. Everybody agrees that if you find it, if you use the one that was never lost, if you use the replacement carbon, Shaha Avuda Mesa, that the earlier one, the first one is Mesa, Rashi points out that detail, even Rav Huda Barav agrees in. We didn't get to the Beferish Halacha. The Beferish Halacha is that there's a Machlokes. The Machlokes is even where he didn't go ask. The Machlokes is even in the case of what Rav Huna Marav called Dachya B'Yadayim. Even in that case, the Rabbanan would say that the other one, if you were Makriv, the first one, the Avuda, then the second one can be Roeh. Again, Rashi explains, even lo nimlach, it's terah. You don't say it's dachia biyadayim, right? That's the machlokas between Rafuna Marav and Rabbi Abba Marav. So then, aman echlaku. So what's the machlokas? But it's kaver bavuta. The machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan is not about if you weren't nimlach. Because even if you weren't nimlach, the Rabbanan also agree roeh. So what's the limitation? What is Rafuna, what does Rabbi Abba Marav limit the machlokas to? In a case where, aman echlaku be miskaper bavuta, if you miskaper, if you use the one that was lost. The Rebbe Savar Mafrish Liibud Ki Ibudami. What's the halacha then with the other one? If you use, you found the first one before you makriv the second one, and then you were makriv the first one. So now the second one was never avud. So do we say that a substitute for an avud has the status of the avud? So just like if we would have been makriv the new one, the old one would have been mesa. So if we were makriv the old one, the new one is mesa. Do we say that? Do we say that the substitute for the avud is ki'ilu, has the status of the avud? That's the machlokas according to Rabbi Abba Marav between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. Aman echlaku b'miskaper ba'avuda. The Rebbe Savar Mafrish Li'ibud Ki'ibudami. Rebbe says, if you're Mafrish, a substitute carbon for the one that was lost, you give it the status of the one that was lost. Rashi, Mafrish Tachas Karban Avud Dino Ka'avud. It has that status. And just like, Im Niskaper B'She'eno Avud, if you use the one, the new one, Modisu, you admit that the first one is Avud, because it was already tainted. So here too, if you're Niskaper the Avud, the Eno Avud is Mesa. And Rabbanan Savri Lav Ki Ibudami. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's not considered that. It's not Ki Ibudami. And therefore, if you're makriv the old one, so then the new one is fine, and the new one can be roeh. So according to that, according to Rabbi Abba Amarav, well, back to the question on the Mishnah, Reisha Sasam Laka Rabbanan, Seifa Sasam Laka Rebbe. Case one is like the Rabbanan, and case two is like Rebbe, because case three in the Mishnah says Mesa. Even in a case where you found the money, it was about money, not animals, but same thing, found the money before you used the second one. But one second, according to Rav Huda, Rabbi Abba Marav, the Rabbanan always say roeh in that case. Second, that's a mesa. And the first line one was a case that was according to the Rabbanan. So Kasha, so the Gemara answers, adding in words with the Shita Mekubetzes, in Reisha Rabbanan v'Seifa Rebbe. Yes, there are different opinions reflected in the different days. Umay Kamash Malan, so what would be, why would the Nasi do this? To Pligi Rebbe Rabbanan, why would he have different opinions on case one and case three? Why, to show us that there's a machlokas? Be'edya Ketani La, later on in the Mishnah, we have a Beferish, machlokas, Rebbe Rabbanan. But Beseifa, Hamafrish Chatas Va'avda. We have the Beferish, the case, I think it was number 7, that showed that wrote the Machlokas, Rebbe the Rabbanan. Beseifa, Hamafrish Chatas Va'avda, Ve'ifish Acheres Tachtecha, Ve'achar Ha'nifzis Rishona, Ve'ishtein Omdos, Achaz Ve'etikra Vashniya Tamus, Dibbe Rebbe. Rebbe says, even though they're both standing here, one of them is Omed, has to die, because he holds that Avuda B'Shah Safrasha is Mesa. V'cham Omrim Ein Chatas Mesa, Ela Shenimtzeis Me'achar Shekibru Bailim. No, the original Chatas, or the new Chatas, is only Mesa if it was found after the Bailim were in his Kaper, Ve'ein Mos Hofaz Yama Melach, Ela Shenimtzeu Me'achar Shekibru Bailim. Question mark. So why would you say case 1 and case 3 is trying to teach us the Machlokas? We already know the Machlokas. It's Beferish later on. Answer, Hakamash Malan Davar Zeh Machlokas Rebbe V'Rabbanan. The answer is that the Seifa is coming to explain the Reisha. You're right. Case 1 and 3 reflects the Machlokas, but then the Seifa just continues and explains it so that we know it. Rashi quotes another Lashon of the Yerushalmi, as Rashi a number of times does here in Maseches Temura. But that is that case. This idea of that we have been talking about, that once an animal is called Avud, it has the status of Avud even if it is no longer avud, right? The Rebbe just has a more extreme a shita of that way. So that's the sugya that we know, which is called dichui. Sugya dichui we already related to the past couple of days also. I think even on yesterday's daf, we spoke about the difference between dichui me'ikaru and nira v'nidcha. If it's more in the parsha and then it's rejected. Again, dichui is a big topic. We also alluded to it at the beginning of yesterday's shir as well. Or a couple of days ago, not yesterday, Shia, but a couple of days ago, when we spoke about when does the status of a chefza shal mitzvah start. And sometimes you could have a chefza shal mitzvah that starts before the time you could do the mitzvah, so I didn't emphasize it at that time, but that Rashi in Sukkah, I think it's a Daf Lamed Gimel, that says, that reflects that the status starts when Sukkah starts. That's when Dal and Minim start. Even though you can't use it to be no-tell until the morning, but that was the sugi of dichui, right? The case was there, if a hadas has a problem, right? It has more berries than leaves. When yuntif starts, or the head is chopped off and the berry grows on top of it, when? Before yuntif or after yuntif? If it grows on yuntif, then it's already too late. It was already considered dichui when yuntif started, and therefore it cannot become nira v'nitche again. But again, that's the sugya of dichui, that even in the case where a problem has been removed, still we say that status remains. There is a question in Lumdis, in the Achronim. When we say dichui, do we say that, and there's still a problem, is it that the original problem status continues, even though in reality it's not true? Meaning, like in our case, it was up, but it was lost. Now it's not lost anymore. So do we say that there's still ki'ilu, it's lost, it's mamish exactly the same, and there'll be no differences in halacha? Or do we say no? It was a problem, and the status of Ovid was lost, but now it has a new problematic status called Dichui. It's pushed aside. And even if the original reason doesn't apply, still that status remains. Status remains. That's one Chakira that the Achronim have in Dichui. It seems parallel to other cases where, let's say, Migu de Iskatsoi ben Ashmashos Iskatsoi Lukuliyoma. Again, that's in a Drabanan context, and we're talking about on a Daraisa context. But maybe it's Kei Daraisa ticket, right? We know the status of Muksa starts when Shabbos or Yontif starts. And even if the reason something is muksa is removed on Shabbos or Yontif, still we do not say that, oh, it's not muksa anymore. Once something is muksa when Shabbos starts, so then it remains muksa for the entire Shabbos. The other way, that's not true. If something is not muksa when Shabbos starts, so then it can become muksa afterwards. Then the question is, if it became muksa on Shabbos, and then the reason is removed, so then you get into the sugya muksa lachatzi Shabbos, and maybe that won't remain. But if the key time at Bein Hashmashos, it was muksa, so then we say it remains muksa, migu diskatsoi, Bein Hashmashos, is katsoi lukula yoma, the status remains even after the reason doesn't apply. So again, it's a similar idea to the sugya of dichoi. Once it's pushed aside, so then we say it could be pushed aside forever. Rav Chanan in Maseches Beitza notes that he thinks dichui is generally in the cheftza or the chiyuv hamitzvah, but not in the person. Not in the person. Right? Let's say the case of dichui that we discussed back in Maseches Chulin, where I wanted to do the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, and the wind came and covered the dam with some dirt. So then there's no situation for the mitzvah anymore. So then what happens if it gets uncovered? Is there a mitzvah now after it was uncovered? And there's a difference, the Gemara said, if the wind covered it and now it's uncovered, or I covered it and then now it is uncovered. Again, because you might say once it was pushed aside, again, that's part of the sugya of tichoy, but again, that's not about the person. That's about the chefza or the chiyah mitzvah. What is this important for? So Bachanan there in Maseches Beitza, here in Os Chaf, discusses the machlokas between the Rosh and the Maharam mi Rutenberg. And that is the Rosh in Maseches Moikaton, Paragimel, obviously Paragimel, Os Sadivav. Sadivav, 96. We know the Rosh has 100 simanim in Elu Magalchin, in the third parak of Moed Katan, all halachas of Avelus and Cholamoed, but that's the case of Machlokas. What happens if there is a child, if there is a Katan, Rachmana Litzlan, who is sitting Shiva, who is in Shloshim, and then he becomes a Gadol during Shiva and Shloshim? What is the halachas? That is a Machlokas between the Maharami Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rosh, and the Rosh. Kasav Rabbeinu Meir, the Rosh starts off. This is one of the important makoros related to dichli. Misha meis aviv v'imo v'yakatan b'osa shah. A child. V'kodim sha'avru lamid yom na'asa ben yud gimel v'yom echad. He becomes bar mitzvah during shloshim. Rachmana litzlan. Nireli. Dechayev lehis abel mishehigdil shiva v'shloshim. Unbelievable chiddush. The Maharam Urenberg says when he becomes a gadol, and it's still within Shloshim, it's like Shmua Krova, it's as if he just heard about it, and even though he sat Shiva, he has to sit Shiva again. Shiva v'Shloshim. Ve'enu mona miyoma kvura, ela mishenase gadol. You start again when he becomes a gadol. V'havi kimisha shama Shmua Krova, v'regel. It's like you heard a Shmua Krova v'regel, where there's a delay. Shemisaba lavachra regel. Umona shiv shloshim. V'yava gavda hasam. Yimei haregel. Nihi dein olaminyan shiva olaminyan shloshim. Okay. Hacha yamim sha'avru bikatnuso. Ein olin af laminyan shloshim. Says the Maharam. Tegabe regel. Hainu taima. Because when it comes to yante, if you know why you could count it for shloshim. Tegzir shloshim. Hainu giyus v'tispar shachaname beregel. There are some halachos that apply even on Yantif. Ava bekatnuso, lo shaycha avelus klau. So you have to start again. V'chenem ayakadon tok shloshim, ulachar shloshim higdil, havilei kemo shvua krova beregel, ulumotsoi regel, nasis rechoka, de'eno no heges el shah achas, ubalim en exer shiva v'shloshim, v'chulu. Miyu mashlam, yud beis chodesh, alavimu miyom makfura. Yud beis chodesh goes by the day of burial, v'lo miyom shenase gadol. And this is v'ava b'sheish tachalikzaz, v'chulu v'chulu, and it continues. And then he says, the imkain, one more line, the apple be sheesh lachalik sas, bein shama beregel and idon zeh, and even though you might be mechalik between yantif in this case, the hasam, here's our key line, the hasam, by yantif gavra bar chiyuvahu, ella de yomahu kagarim. He is a bar chiyuv, it's just that the yantif is gorin that he can't do it. He can't observe avelus. Aval hacha, gavra lav bar chiyuva klau. The gavra is totally not a bar chiyuva. He's a katan. The imke neima, kiva the bishas misa lo haya royalist abel, yifter alamis. You should say he was mufka when the chiyuv started, so he's always mufka. Right? Like we know sometimes that, if somebody is a chiger on yom rishon shel chag, does he have to bring a lila regel? So here he's totally mufkas. Maybe he should be totally punter from Avelos. Says the Maharam, Halesa, de ein dichui eitzel mitzvos. There's no dich when it comes to mitzvos, and he quotes the Gemara in Chulin Pezayin, Vachanami Amrina B'Yavamis. The case of Yavamis, in the case where he's a katan. V'yavagad the Menesposus to Shabbos, katanoi, v'lo mechayav a Shabbos, l'amrina hovid chim Menesposus, v'chil chul yoba v'chulu. That's the Maharami Ruinberg. He says, ein dichui eitzel mitzvos. He does it afterwards. He doesn't count what he did during the time. Says the Rush, V'yafagav b'sheim eshivet esari lachar moso, Torahu v'lo manani tzarech. Even though you're not supposed to argue after somebody dies, especially my Rebbe, that's the language if he can't argue on the line after he dies, but I have to, what can I do? Torahu v'lo manani tzarech. V'tofes ani osa svara, I think that svara that he rejected, I like that svara. Sheish l'chalik bein hecha de gavra bar chiyuvahu. V'yoma kagarim l'katan b'shah shayelo l'isabel nifter machmas katano paka mimenu minei chiv avelus la'olam. I think there's no avelus. Done. You have to do it again. There's no avelus. I think there's a difference between this case and the yantiv case. V'dami lahani quotes instead a different gemara in psachim gershin is gayer bein shnei psachim katan shehigdil bein shnei psachim. Chayiv lasos pesach shady divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Nasan Ober, Koshakal, the Rishakal, the shady, different day is exactly what you hold. And he quotes, V'chein nami hadi yoshtra shmua krova, shivu shloshim, ina mitzvah befnei atzma, ela tashlum la'avela shohailo lasos biyadachar kvura. Kishe yada. Right, this is a tashlum, it's not a separate mitzvah. Avalim lo yada, tigno sheishla tashlum ikosh loshim yo. If he didn't know, so fine. But if he knew and he wasn't, mischayev lo shayech bazet tashlumin. Right, it's not tashlumin. It's similar, it goes to the case that we just mentioned. Chiger biyom rishon, but it's pashe biyom sheni. To lo shayech bay tashlumin, if you say that all of them are tashlumin derishon. And he says, ubashehevi raya, me'ein dichui eitzel mitzvos, ein raya. That's not a raya in our case. Lefi. Here's the key line, while we did this whole thing. Lefi sheish chilek bein mitzvah hanidches, ubein guf hadichui de ein dichui b'mitzvos ella b'kadshim. You say that by karbanos ki ha'adam hu amechuyev la'asos ha'mitzvah im nitches bimenu ata l'kishetire ha'mitzvah la'asosa yasena ki ha'adam lo nitcha mi la'asosa. If a person is never pushed aside, so then he can do it. But if it was the person, he was mufka, then a mitzvah nitches mimenu la'olam, ve'ein la tashlum in la'olam, afilu l'kisheyir alasosa. Kivet b'shas chiyuv, niftar mimenu. And then he quotes even mitzvah gufayu, sometimes there's dichui, to quote the Hagmar and the Hadas, Sukkalav Beis Lav Gimel. But again, dichui is a huge topic, different types of dichui, but that machlokas Maharam and the Rush is one of the big sugyas and sources. Also relates, obviously, to that famous bar mitzvah drasha of Katachit is Gadel B'yameh HaSfira, and the like. Okay, let's continue now. Gufa, right in the middle of the Amud. Gufa, Amar, Rafuna Marav, Hakol Modim, Shem Mashach, so Rafuna Marav. We're talking about the machlokas now that we had about the machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. So the first opinion said, Amar Avuna Marav HaKol Modim, Shemashach Achas VeHikriva Shashniya Mesa. The Machlokes is only if they went to ask Bezdin. If he decided himself, they found the first animal before Bimakar, the second animal, and he decided himself and did one, and the other one is Mesa, even according to the Rabbanan. The Machlok, that's the HaKol Modim case. Lo Nechlo Ela Bimali Malech, the Machlokes if they went to ask Bezdin. What's the root of the Machlokes? The Rebbe Savar, what's the word of the Machlokas? The Rebbe holds that if you went to ask Bezdin, and Bezdin tells you to do one, so then the other one has to be left to die. And the Rabbanan say no. Bezdin will tell you to be makriv the first one, so the second one, which never had a problematic status, could be roeh. What's the machlokas about? Why the Rabbanan would tell you to do one or the other? The Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds lo asu takana b'kachim. Rebbe says that the Rabbanan weren't so concerned about Kudshim going li'ibud, and therefore, if you would go as Bezdin, Bezdin could just as easily tell you to be makriv the Eina Avuda, and then everybody would agree that you're the Avuda has to be Mesa. The Rebbe Savar lo asu takana b'kachim, v'amrinon leches kaber v'shein Avuda, and Bezdin might tell you, go use the new one, the substitute one, the Avuda Mesa, and the Avuda then would be Mesa, v'rabbanan sari no, asu takana b'kachim. The Rabbanan say, no, the Rabbanan were concerned and they would always try to help you out and save the animals. So that could be part of the Machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Tosfos wonders here, would the Rabbanan say that? How could anybody say that the Rabbanan aren't worried? And if there's a choice, it doesn't matter. Just be back of this one so the other one would die. No, how could they say that? Tosfos. Dibas the Rebbe, Tema, V'chima Abdin Kachim B'Yadayim, Kiva de B'Yadidu L'Takein, if you have a possibility of saving both, using one as a carbon and one as roeh, and then another carbon, would anybody say that they wouldn't matter? So Tosfos answers the Tiris, no, the case must be where there's a reason, there's a pressing reason for Bezdin to tell you to use the new one. What if the new one is a fatter? What if the new one is a better carbon? V'tiris could go chiyesh revach bedavar, could go into avuda kichusha, v'she'ena avuda shmeina. Do you amar lei? In that case, where there's counter pressure, that's where Bezdin might tell you is kaper betova v'kichusha tamus. So that's where Bezdin might tell you. It's not just stomp for no reason. But the Rabbanan would say, in that case, also, the reason of to have both of them given as a carbon would override even one of them, even if it's better, which is an interesting machlokas. If you could do a better mitzvah one time, but the other one wouldn't even be a mitzvah, is that better than doing two different mitzvahs? One hiddur mitzvah and two non-hiddur mitzvahs. So which would be better? Again, that's the... maybe it relates to that line in Pirkei Avos, V'hakol lefi rov hamaisa. The Rambam has a beautiful pshat on that. He talks about if you have $100, is it better to give 100 aniyim $1 each, or to give one ani $100? The Rambam says, hakol, in general, not we're not saying every case, hakol lefi rov hamaisa. It's better to do it 100 times, maybe like the Sefer HaChinuch, that affects you more. Even though to give one ani 100, that's a hiddur, giving him a lot. But that's maybe underlying this case. Using Tosfos's pshat of the machlokas, but then says the Gemara as we continue, that maybe that is not the the machlokas. As we're about to see, we're going to ask a kasha. Masiv Rav Basharshi v'lo also takana b'kachim. Is that really true that they didn't make a? I'm sorry, just before that, I forgot. There are other answers to this issue. If you look on the sheet of Mikubetzes, all the Rishonim here deal with the. You know what? Let's continue. Let's continue, and then we'll come back to it. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Basharshi v'lo also takana b'kachim. Is it really true that according to Rebbe, you could say according to one shita that they didn't make a takana b'kachim bez that is not concerned with the both animals being a carbon vatanya yochlu? It says by the leftover carbon mincha, the noser of the mincha, we know by a mincha were makriv the kometz and the lavona. And then the rest of it is a mitzvah zaseh to eat. Mitzvah zaseh, separate mitzvah zaseh daraisa, to eat the, for the koan in the zichrei kahuna, to eat the leftover mincha, right, kachim kachim. So matam alomar, but it says an extra word yochlu and yochlu ha. So we're going to darshan the word yochlu and also the extra hay. So matam alomar, malami shemaisa achila mu'etes. This teaches me that if there's not so much mincha to go around for the koanim, there's not so much leftover mincha, so what do I do? Yochlu, you can eat it. What is that including? Ochlin ima chulin v'truma. I can eat chulin and truma with it, so that, k'deishin nechelas ala sova, so that it's eaten ala sova. There's a special day when I eat something as it makes me full, al hasova, right? We're familiar with that by Karban Pesach, or really it's by all karbanas, right? The all karbanas have lamashcha, kiderach shamalachim, ochlim, have to eat it in a way that is like royalty, so royalty, they always have enough to eat. So I'm allowed to eat chulin and truma in order to allow me to then eat the mincha al hasova, right? If there's not enough. Good. Says the, let's continue first. Yochlu ha, what is that extra hay? Mata balomar, shebais achila meruba, the opposite. If I have plenty of mincha, ain't ochlin machulin mitruma. I shouldn't eat chulin mitruma, because then by the time I eat the mincha, so then it won't be an eating, because they should take nechelas, alagasa, because then it could turn into an achila gasa, and that would not be allowed. So the Rabbanan said, don't do this, don't eat truma and chulin, so that the leftover mincha that you have is not called an achila gasa, which we'll talk about by the Shem soon, which is not called an achila. So you see, isn't this a takana the Rabbanan made for the good of the karbanos that they should be used? My love, afila Rebbe, isn't this even according to Rebbe? Lo Rabbanan, maybe not. Maybe it's according to Rabbanan, and according to Rebbe, you should always eat the chulin first. You should always eat the chulin first. Why? Why would that make sense? Don't you want to, the mincha, you don't want it to be l'chel gasa, but you always want the mincha l'sova. Right, remember, according to the Rabbanan, if you don't eat the chulin and truma first, so then you're having some mincha that's not eaten al hasova. So maybe that's the shita of the Rebbe. Rebbe said, no, I want all of it al hasova, even with the danger of possibly having it as an achila gasa. The Achronim wonder about the mincha. Is there a mitzvah to eat every single morsel of mincha? Is it just the first kezias? It relates to the lumdis question. Is there a mitzvah to eat karbanos or for karbanos to be eaten? Right, the Chassam Sofer discusses the Beis Halevi. Maybe the mitzvah is generally for it to be eaten. Remember that Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamites about the tsnuim that stopped eating the lechem apanim when it wasn't, there wasn't a bracha b'meyav. But what do you mean? It's no sir. No, it's a mitzvah for it to be eaten, not to eat. Except by Karban Pesach. Then there's a mitzvah to eat, a kezayis for each person. But this is the one try, my love afilu Rebbe, lo Rabbanan. No, it's the shita of the Rabbanan. Good. Stop there for a moment. The Rishonim here discuss Tosfos, Rishiv Kubetzes, what exactly does it mean that you're going to eat it with chulin and truma? But how can you bring that into the Beis HaMikdash? Right? Isn't there an Isra of Havas Chulin Ma'azara? So even if it's in order to help eat the mincha, is that allowed? As Tosfos, V'ikasha, Ha'ein Machnisin Chulin Ma'azara. So how are you allowed to do this? Halokasha, Tosfos says, easy. First answer, no. You eat the chulin and the truma outside, and then you come inside to eat the mincha. Lokasha, Yochlu Abibachuz V'acharkach, Yikadis V'yochla Mincha. Rashi, right, that's what Rashi says also. Rashi towards the bottom asked the question, and Rashi says, Yochla mimachus v'yacharkach yikatsu v'yochlu 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 amincha. Tosfos has a different answer. V'yo yesh lomar, Tain Isr Lahakhnes Khulam Azara Elakish Osa Shum Avoda. The only Isra of Knisa Lazara is if you're doing an Avoda with Khulin. You're doing something with Khulin, that's a problem. But here you're not doing an Avoda, you're using it in order to be able to eat. When a person wears his clothes, doesn't put on the big day kahuna until he gets it to the Beis HaMikdash. So right, he gets it to the Shara Mokad. Beis HaMokad. So again, Tosfos says there is only an Isser if you're using it for an Avoda. So what about the Sheet of the Jew? Gemetz says here, only if it's Ro'i LaMizbeach. Only if it's Ro'i LaMizbeach. That's the language. But if it's not, ain roy, then you're allowed to bring it in. It goes the same raya, nechlasid, bibig de chulin, ba'azar. We discussed a couple of days ago, a week or so ago, that she does a Rambam. The question is, does the Rambam argue with this? Does the Rambam say bringing anything in? The Rambam says, any chulin ba'azar is a problem, even fruit and meat. So does the Rambam say fruit and meat because he's connected to like the Shita Mekubetzis's Shita here? Because fruit is like Bikurim and meat is Karbanos. Why does he give those examples? Or does he just mean any examples but bringing any Chulin Bazar for no reason? If that's true, then he'd have to figure out a way to answer up this Gemara. Good. The other point to make is about Achila Gasa here. Right? The Gemara says that maybe we shouldn't eat chulin or truma beforehand, so it doesn't come to be an achila gasa. The Shulchan Aruch talks about achila gasa. Where? In Hilchos Yom Kippur. Tuf Reish Yud Beis. Right, it's based on the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara in a few places. We'll read it from Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Nazir on Daf Chav Gimel tells us, based on the pasuk, Ki Yisharim Darche Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam Uposhim Yikashluvam. What does that mean? There's one type of derech where there are tzaddikim and poshims. The Gemara suggests maybe it's two people who roasted their current Pesach. One of them eats it l'shem mitzvah. One of them eats it l'shem achila gasa. Achila gasa. So the one that eats it l'shem mitzvah is tzaddikim yelchubam. The one that eats it l'shem achila gasa, poshim yikashlubam. That's the Gemara. So says Reish Lakish, Amar Lei Reish Lakish, Hai Rasha Karis Lei? If somebody eats the current Pesach, achila gasa, you call him a Rasha? Nehi delo ka'avin mitzvah ben amuvchar. Mitzvah Pesach miyakavin. I don't say it, so he didn't do the best. He didn't do it like the best lishma, the way to eat it. But he did the Karan Pesach. So how can you call that a merasha? So the Gemara goes through, you're right. And the Gemara gives a different example. That's the Gemara. But Tosfos there, Nazir Daf Chaf Gimel, and other places Tosfos says, but I don't understand. There's another Gemara in Yuma that says that if you eat on Yom Kippur in Achila Gasa, you're not Chayev Karis. That's not called an achila. Daf pei ha'ochel achila gasa b'yom kippur and pater lo shma achila. So how could this Gemara say that if I eat Karan Pesach as an achila gasa, so then I'm not yotzik? I am yotzik Karan Pesach. Well, on Yom Kippur, it's not called an achila, and we'd rather not be mechalik to be Pesach and Yom Kippur. So here's Rabbeinu Tam. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, the roots of the Brisker Derech. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, the trei in yane achilos gasos yesh. There are two types of achila gasas. One type of achila gasa is, I'm full, but I eat more. So that's an achila gasa that is an achila. And that's what's being spoken about by Pesach. But what's Yom Kippur? That's a case where I'm totally stuffed. If I eat another morsel of food, I'm nauseous, I'm gonna vomit. I can't eat it. Go to nafsho katsa biachila meirov sovo. The first type is, I'm full, but there's always room for dessert. Right, the second type is, it's not an achila. So different types of achila gasas, and lechora, the Gemara here, is talking about the second type, lechora. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur says, what happens if I eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur? So how do you have that? If I eat a lot of Yom Kippur, I'm already chayev for the first part. The point is, if before Yom Kippur, I'm totally stuffed, and then I eat achila gasa at the beginning of Yom Kippur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. Achal ochlem she'edim ruyim lachila, osha achal achila gasa. Kigon, miyad al achila she'achal erev yom ha-kippurim, ad she'katz bimizono. Pater, that is not chayiv, because that is not called an achila. The Shulchan Aruch also discusses this in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch says that by Shalashudis, Chachameda Barosha, we should always leave room for Shalashudis, so we don't come to eat Achila Gasa when it comes to Shalashudis. And we have to leave room. We have to leave room. And as long as we leave room, it would be okay. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, we spoke about the first Shita of Bat the Machlokes. Now the second Shita, Rabbi Abba Amarav held Hakol Modim. They said, no, that even if you choose one, the other one could still be Roeh. The Machlokes is only if you use the Eina, if you use the Avuda, does the Eina Avuda get the status of Avuda? That was the Machlokes. Amarav Hakol Modim Miskapim Shein Avuda Sha'avuda Mesop. Even the Rabbanah would agree that if you use the new one, then the old one that had been lost is Mesav Alma Nechlegu, the Miskaber Ba'avuda. If you use the old one, the Rebbe Sover Mafresh Le'ibud Ki'ibudami, Rabbanah and Savri Lav Ki'ibudami. So that is the Machloket. So Tanan, I'll ask you a Kasha on that view, the Mishnah Mesechas Yumadav Samach Beis, the case that has come up before. What happens if you have the Seer Lashem, Seer Lazazel, and one of them gets lost, so you have to do a new goro and have a new one for its pair. Now you have two extra karbanos. So what do you do with those extra karbanos? So, Hasheni Yirash Yistaev. You wait till it gets a mum. The Yimachar Yivludamav Lenadava. She'ein Chata Sibar Mesa. You take the second one, let's say the one that had its pair, that you now have two, and you could use the other one is just goes to grace because the chatas tzibor, which this is never left to die. Hadiyach and mesa, but mashma the parallel case that would be mesa, it would die. V'yama Rav v'alei chayim einam nidachim, but Rav holds that when an animal is alive, the status of dichui can only apply when an animal is shechted. But when an animal is alive, it is not nidach. So the second of the first pair, Bali Chayim Elim Nidachim. So if you have, remember, let's say you have the Azazel and Lashem, and the one Lashem that dies. So that Azazel is now Nidche, because it lost its pair. But that once you have a pair to go with it, so that it's Nirev and Nidche, so the status of Dichui doesn't apply to it, because it was always alive. So the second of the first pair becomes Ra'ui again. It becomes Ra'ui again. And what does the Mishnah say? Kishu Miskaper Bishem, when you're Miskaper with one, the other one is Roeh, because it's Sibor. Kishahu Miskaper Bisheni Shevizug Rishon Miskaper. So when you are Miskaper, when you want to use the second one, you could use the second one of the first pair, right? Because Ein Bali Chayim Nidachin. You use that one that originally had been Nidche. Ve'idach Basra, and the second one of the second pair that you didn't use, Havale Kemafresh Le'ibud. So that was left over. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah says, oh, Tzibur, so it's not Mesa. Taima, the Tzibur, Hadiyach and Mesa. So the second of the second pair would be Mesa, but 1 second. According to the view of Rabbi Abba Amarav, that's only the Shita of Rebbe. The Rabbanan would say that it doesn't have the status of Avud. So my Lala Fila Rabbanan, isn't this Mishnah going like the Shita, even like the Rabbanan, and then it's a problem of how Rabbi Abba Amarav interprets? Lo Rebbe! No, you could say the Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rebbe. And Achinami, but according to Rabbi Abba, the second one would not be left to die. Tanan. Last kashas from other parts of the Mishnah, Hamafresh Chatos Va'avda, Tefer Hikra Vacheres Tachteha, so if you're Mavish Chatos and it was lost, you're Mavish another one, Tamus, so time at the Kreva. So the reason is only after, because it was Hukrav. The first one was found after the second one was Hukrav. Hello, Hikriva Tire. Mashma, that if it wasn't Hukrav, so then it would be Roeh. Or Loshna, and the Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. Loshna miskaber ba'avuda, Loshna miskaber b'sheda avuda. Loshna mashak, Loshna lo mashak. Doesn't matter which one you used. It doesn't matter which one you, if you pulled one of your asbest in. No chilukim. It just says Roeh. Tziufta the Shravayu says that Akasha on both of them, because everybody agrees. Both Rabbi Abba Marav, Rafu and Marav agree that there is some case that the Rabbanan agree Mesa. Answer, Milsa the Psika Lake Tani, Milsa the Lo Psika Lake Tani. Don't make any diukim. The Mishnah says that in the case where it was found after, it was Hukrav Tamus. But that doesn't mean that in the case where it's found before the Hakrava, it's always Roeh. There are some cases of Tamus there too. So it just said this case because that's a case that applies across the board. If it's found after the Hakrava, for sure it's Tamus. Tanan, Hamafresh Mos Lachatas Va'avdu, Fifish Achayim Tachtayim, same type of diyuk, but the case of the money. V'yachakachim Suhamos, you were Mafresh an animal, and then you find the money. Yavi Me'elu, Me'elu, Chatas, you combine, you take some from both. Vashar, Yiplu Nadava, Taima, the Miskaver Me'elu, Me'elu. The reason the other one is Roeh, because you use both. Ha, Me'echot, if you only use from one, you're Lichel Yamamelach. So, that's like the status of Mesa. Loshna Miskaver Ba'avuda, Loshna Miskaver B'sheda Avuda, Loshna Bashach, Loshna Lo Bashach. So you have to the Travayu, same kasha. There are no chilukim made. Sounds like it always will be thrown into the Yama Melach versus always not. Hachanami, Mosapsipsika, like Tani, Mosalosika, like Loktani. Don't make any diukim. That's not what we're interested in now. Right now, we're just focusing on, the case that is said, that it's found afterwards, so that it's Liyama Melech. Rabbi Ami, new category. What if, originally, we've spoken about this in the past, I am a chayav a carbon chatas. I want to make sure that it's brought in case one is lost. So right today, I'm mafresh two animals, lachatas. So that already is going to be different, as we'll see. None of them are lost. They both have the potential at the beginning. Hamafresh nei tzibure mos lachrayas. If I have two piles of money for achrayas, I'm going to use one of them. Miskaber be'echa mehem v'sheni yiplu l'nedava. So Rabbi Ami says, the second one is nedava. So, Aliba Daman, who is that according to? Rebbe Rabbanan. Ilem Aliba de Rebbe, who is always the one that says that it should die, go to the Yama Melach. So Pshita, but according to Rebbe, I understand, here it's different. Tiplu Nadava, why? Arka Lokama Rebbe Elamamafish Leibud. When does Rebbe say one of them has to die? It's because his Svara is the non-Ibud is Ki'ilu, it was Avud. So here there's no Avud. So of course, there's not going to be any that goes to die. Avalach Rai is Modeh, right? Because the whole Svara was only Ibud versus equals low avud equals avud. So here there's no avud. So of course Rebbe says it. V'yel aliba de Rabbanan. So what? It's according to Rabbanan pshita. That's also obvious. Pshita the idea below the dava. Because remember the Rabbanan have even less cases that are mesa or yam hamelach. Kal vachomer hashda mafresh liibud amar Rabbanan lav ki ibud dami. If the Rabbanan don't agree even in Rebbe's case, lachrayas mi bayi. So who is this statement according to Rebbe Ami? It's obvious, according to Rabbi or the Rabbanan. So for El Aliba, the Rabbi Shimon is Shrichalei. The Chiddush is according to Rabbi Shimon, who we had before. Rabbi Shimon holds even a wider range, right? Rashi quotes Rabbi Shimon, who holds in the earlier paragraph of Tesvav, that there are five Chados Mesos. He doesn't hold of any case of Roeh. Any case of Roeh that the Dumim go to Nadava. So Ma the Tema, you might think, according to Rabbi Shimon, less likely Rabbi Shimon Nadava, Rabbi Shimon would say, even in our case, where there's two Lachrayas, so you would say there that it does not go to Roeh, Kamash Malan, to Islan Nadava. Kamash Malan, in this case, he would agree that it goes to Nadava. Period. And we're going to have to see if this is something that holds up. Umi, Matzis, Amr, Dilethan, Nadava, Rabbi Shimon. Is it possible to say that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of any case of Nadava? And that's why Rabbi Ami has to tell us the Chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon. Is that true? What about the following Mishnah of Hatznan, as we're going to see? This Mishnah might prove against that. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time with Daf Chavdala, the last Amud in the fourth parak, getting into the fifth parak of Ketzad Ma'arimin. Okay, we'll stop here.